Why? Because Jones would be hurt more by the deterioration of time and age than Tyson because of their styles. Where Jones depended on athleticism, he depended on speed, timing, quickness,
reflexes.
He depended on reflexes. Reflexes, timing, speed, all that stuff gets eroded, tremendously eroded and damaged by Father Time. And he was a guy, and I've said it throughout his career, that was special, Jones. He did things wrong and made them right. The only other guy I knew who did that was Ali. Ali's in his own, you know, category. But Ali would drop his hands, pull back. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to slip, weave, block. No, Ali went to his own drummer, did everything wrong, and made it right. Special guy. Special, this and physically, genetics. Jones was the closest thing to that. He did things wrong, he made it right. Here's the problem. When you get older, you no longer have the reflexes to make wrong right. And then wrong stays wrong. It stays wrong. It doesn't get transformed into right anymore because you don't have those reflexes and those eyes and timing. And you don't have that anymore. And when you have, now Tyson had power, like George Foreman. Power doesn't leave. Speed, all those other things, but power stays. It maintains. It lasts the test of time, more so. So he had that. And now some people are going to say Jones was a good puncher, but it was associated, was connected with speed and with timing. And he's naturally a smaller guy. But Tyson had the attributes, physical attributes, that would stand a little bit of the test of time. Power and technique. Technique. He was taught things, kind of like James Toney. James Toney was able to last pretty old. He abused himself with his weight. That destroyed him. Going up and down 230 pounds, coming back. That hurt him physically. But he was able to maintain himself at a later age to a certain extent because of his technique was there, even when his reflexes were gone and some of the other attributes were gone. And that's, Ken, that's what I talked about in the fight plan, and that was it, that Tyson would look better and be better because he was taught technique. And the technique doesn't get dissolved from the ravages of time. Do not obliterate technique. Technique is taught. You could be 80, and if you're taught technique, you can still exhibit that technique. That's where Tyson had the big advantage over Jones and was going to look better. And it showed. I'm not trying to be disparaging, but when Jones hobbled around, it didn't look good because the technique wasn't there. So in that way, Tyson won. Tyson looked better. Tyson gave his people what they wanted.